Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of December 2018. A UK court has ordered the extradition of businessman Vijay Mallya after a year-long trial. Mallya is wanted in India on alleged fraud and money laundering charges amounting to an estimated 9,000 crores rupees. Reserve Bank of India Governor Urjit Patel has stepped down from his post as RBI Governor citing personal reasons. Mr. Patel was appointed in 2016 for a three-year term, which was to expire in September next year. Supreme Court has ordered forensic audit of embattled real estate firm Unitech Limited, which has failed to deliver flats to thousands of home buyers on time. Delhi High Court has slapped a cost of 1 lakh rupee on the PSU for harassing a petrol pump dealer and a legal heir since year 1991 by not honoring the dealership agreement and extending litigation against them. Telangana and Andhra Pradesh High Court has held that religious institutions like temples, churches, mosques, which are not financed funded by the government, do not fall within the purview of the Right to Information Act, 2005. Bombay High Court has said that wealth and affluence of a wife's parents is an irrelevant circumstance in deciding her claim for interim maintenance. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed Punjab government to take a policy decision regarding need to ensure proper disposal of sewage in villages across the state. Bombay High Court has held that the elections of Thane District Court Bar Association, TDCBA, shall be held according to the principle of one bar, one vote and also directed that the 10th of December elections be rescheduled. Bombay High Court has rejected bail application filed by former NCP MLA Ramesh Kadam, who was arrested in connection with the multi-crore and Nabau Sadhu Mahamandal scam. Madras High Court has issued an interim stay for a two-day event on meditation organized by the Art of Living Foundation at Brihadeeswara Temple in Thanjavur District, Tamil Nadu. Madras High Court has directed the Central Department of Finance to allocate funds of 822.91 crore rupees, enabling the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment to disburse the fund meant for SC. ST students under the post-matric scholarship, within 2 months. Madras High Court has directed local administration department authorities to ensure that no one can erect flagpoles or arches along across public roads or on platforms without prior permission of the competent authorities, across the state. Madras High Court has refused to stall the internal inquiry initiated by Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowments, HRNCE, department against its officials facing idol theft charges and said it would proceed simultaneously with criminal probe into the issue. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ruled that mere movement of SIM card would not be sufficient to prove the movement of the person allegedly using the SIM card.